This segment is brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, and we'd thank Jim Harpell and his staff for being a part of our show. And we've got a doozy here tonight. Dan Macko is a good friend that we lost way too soon a while back, and they're getting together and having a little party in his name. Coming up next weekend out at Peter B's. They're calling it Macko's Birthday Bash. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Our special guest will be Sandra Scott, who's putting that show together. And I think there's a doozy of a lineup coming your way. But something very special in memory of Dan happens as well in conjunction with this show. They have raised money for some of the music programming in the Butler Area School District. So she'll explain that for us. So that's one of the reasons why I think you might need a crash helmet tonight. Just some of the music we're going to spin for you here. So.
Yes, we're going to get a little heavy tonight. So turn it up. Crank it up now. Pop a cold one, crank it.
There you go. So wake the neighbors, even though they're hopefully not in bed yet.
They're listening, too.
They're listening, too. Well, they will
when
be
I listen,
now.
They listen.
Of course, we hope everybody's going to be a neighbor and come on out and join us in July for the big Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Woodland Life, July 12th and 13th. And each Friday, we are revealing another band to be a part of the lineup and gearing up for a great weekend. Tickets are on sale. You can also reserve your spot if you'd like to stay for the weekend at Cooper's Lake Campground. It's just going to be a big celebration of everything local.
Yes, it is. Seventh year of doing this, and it's been growing every year for us. We love it. Cooper's Lake Campground, fantastic venue for this event. Anybody who's been out there will tell you it's just a wonderful place to have a music festival, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, got a great little amphitheater there. It's a natural amphitheater set on a hillside, and you can pick just about anywhere you want to be to watch the event. And also, you know, last year was pretty hot, so you know, some people wanted to find a tree and be undercover. Others, they were right out in the open enjoying the heat of the day, you know. But there's so many different things you can do as well. And when you stay out there, for example, there's a lot of different locations where you can be out and about, hidden away, next to the lake, whatever. There's a lot of different avenues that you can plan. And we make it a family fun event because those that are 17 and under get in free. Tickets across the board for the entire weekend are just $20 for the festival itself. Again, the camping at Cooper's Lake is separate through Cooper's Lake Campground, but you can make it a family experience or just an experience for yourself, whatever you choose.
Yep, you can camp in a sleeping bag on the ground if you want, or bring in your fifth wheeler. It doesn't matter. I mean, and the cool thing, we had people come in from 8 different states last year for this festival. So we're really cranking this thing up. It's pretty good.
Yeah, well, and it averages out to about $1 a band.
Yeah, pretty much. And we're not good at math. If you've listened to this show for any extended amount of time,
that's right.
You know we're not good at math, but yeah, it's about right, Bob.
Yeah, well, last year was less than $1, so.
There you go.
Plus tax. Well, we're excited to have it back and hope you'll check it out. TheBandJam.com is the website. That's the first place that you should go check out because that'll tell you everything you need to know. And then you can plan to be there.
Yeah, and you can link right over to Cooper's Lake from there as well. So,
we want to thank Woodman Life coming on board as our primary sponsor, standing strong for generations. They're going to be a part of the show this year. And, of course, we've got a lot of other side sponsors, too. Stage sponsors are the local McDonald's restaurants. We're excited to have them back. Cummings Coffee and Candy. There are two locations. And, of course, their west location where they always have great music. Ram Automotive, located on Route 8 south of Butler Powell Road. You can check them out. Lamatt Productions, they do such a fantastic job with the sound and light. Of course, Cooper's Lake Campground, as we referred. Also, Aqua Solutions for fresh water. They can come out and do an analysis at your location, your home, your business. Of course, Shady Lady Productions, where it all starts. We're looking forward to another great year and hope you'll be there to join us. Hope you'll be there next week, too. We're going to talk about Macko's Birthday Bash coming up at... Let's get to the music. I'm putting the helmet on right now.
There you go. You're going to need the chin strap, too. So let's start with some After the Fall and a little Call to Arms.
We'll follow that up with Homicide Black and a great song called End of Eternity. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight. This segment, again, brought to you by Meat Locker Recording Studios.
Take the blame.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, and this segment is brought to you by the place that I need to head right now and have a 24-ounce man can special.
Yes, it's amazing we have the tape rolling right now.
Push the button, Bob, if you only knew. The Rainbow Inn, of course, our favorite place in Freeport because they have been a sponsor of this show from the very outset, the first time that Bob in Utah sat down and talked about local music. They were here, and they are still here today. And they are here for you. Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. They're open Monday through Saturday at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Yes, home of the Man Can. And genuinely good people, too. Well, we're excited to talk about a special event that is coming up again here. And a very dear friend of ours that we lost a while back, Dan Macko. He's been a topic of this show, and he's been on this show in the past. But there's some friends that are coming together to put something very special together to celebrate what Dan Macko meant to the local music scene and how much he enjoyed the local music scene as well. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. It's coming up next week out at Peter B's. We are welcoming back Sandra Scott, who is putting together the Macko's birthday bash. Sandra, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, you guys, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, another year to celebrate the life and legacy that Dan left behind. And it's great that, you know, we have an opportunity to hear Dan because of the music that he left us with, but also celebrate some of the music that he loved because he was a big fan of this local music scene.
Yeah. He definitely opened up my eyes to a lot of bands that I probably would have never heard of before, and definitely introduced me to a lot of people locally in the scene, not only while he was alive, but even afterwards through his celebration of life. So I made a whole realm of family and friends again through the music scene, just by doing these shows. And a lot of people just come up to me all the time and thank me for keeping his memory alive. And that's what I hope to keep on doing.
Yeah. You know? I think Dan had that way. He had that way of giving a lot of people memories. I mean, I even remember going back to when we were in the old building doing Rock Fabrique. You know, Dan always had a play tape that he would drop off to me of some of the harder edge bands that were newer,
right,
that I was not familiar with, just trying to keep me up with it. And it was pretty cool. And, you know, that was a great connection. He loved that show too. And it was a fun connection that we tied in going back to our days of going to high school together. So, you know, a lot of great memories there. So, well, we'll talk about that coming up, but let's get an update on what you've been up to, because I know you have Wicked Web Jewelry, and you stay very active and busy with that, and that is also connected to a lot of different shows, too.
It keeps me away from some of the metal shows that I want to see, though, which is disappointing. I think I might be missing Megadeth this summer, so that's not good, but I've been very busy. I keep saying go big or go home, and every year I keep going bigger. Last year I mentioned I bought the ambulance.
Yeah.
On its maiden voyage, it actually did very well, and I've slept in it, too, at some of these events. So Surprisingly, though, I did not think about it, but a lot of people have asked me, you know, do you think it's haunted? And I'm like, oh, I never even thought of that, you know.
Wow.
But I've also learned, I know I asked people to give me some names. I called it the Wicked Wheels of Awesomeness. And then a friend of mine, David Perrone, he actually called, he said you should call it the Webulins. He's in a band, Slide, which another great opportunity doing gigs with bands is I was able to meet his daughter, and his daughter, Samantha, has actually like been an employee with Wicked Web Jewelry, selling jewelry with me. So it's worked out very well, the whole music jewelry thing. I quickly named it the Wambulins, though, because it's so frustrating. It makes me cry all the time. But no, it's actually going to head to Florida here probably end of April, May, do some rallies down there and
cool.
come up the East Coast and see what happens.
If you still have the lights on it?
And I do.
And, you, yeah. and they work? You can turn them on? And
I'm not allowed to legally, but that's a big reason why I became the Wambulins, because this is why no one else owns an ambulance. Apparently, you're not allowed to own an ambulance with lights on it in the state of Pennsylvania unless you are an emergency personnel.
You have certifications.
Yes,
or
something.
Oh, wow, I would never do that.
So,
no law enforcement listens to our show.
No, yeah. So, but that's okay because I've found other ways, you know, to make it legal.
Yeah.
And so we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be fun.
So you have to...
It's funny because I always say I drive it like I stole it. I don't understand why I'm passing people, and then I look down at the speedometer. But it's got a turbo in it, so it's cool, you know.
Yeah.
So it's cool that a lot of little kids come up to it and look at it at the jewelry events. So
that's cool. Well, it would be fascinating to have something like that, and it would draw right to your business too.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you have so many unique items for that.
Yeah,
too,
that's the whole concept of my business is being unique and different. Mm-hmm. Because I have always been unique and different. And at car shows, I have an old 70 F-250 that I would take. And you know, because then, you know, the guys come up and look at it. And, oh, there's jewelry over here, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I've always tried to do something different to make you. I even think, like, oh, I wanted to paint the ambulance a different color. But it's pretty cool still being white and red.
Yeah.
People get out of your way.
I bet they do.
When I'm late for a show.
I'm going to have to think about one of those for a band jam, you know?
It's spacey in there. There's
yeah.
like a gurney there that with seatbelts on, so you don't fall out when you're sleeping. I mean, it's...
really necessary for band jam.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't fall out, you know?
Yeah,
you'll
that's
always,
cool.
You'll be
yeah.
all right. So.
How long have you been doing Wicked Web Jewelry?
I think last year I said 15 years, so we're
wow,
up to 16.
Yeah,
I mean, I shelved it for a while, did the
yeah.
career thing, and I'm in a position in my life now where my dad actually lived with me and my sister. We switched them back and forth for a while due to health reasons and took care of them, and it got to the point where we couldn't really take care of him anymore, so he's now in skilled nursing, but this allows me to... take care of, you know, be at him to mm-hmm. take to appointments and stuff
sure,
like that.
Sure.
And, it's funny, Terry Blair from Among Thorns, anytime I'm at the VA hospital, I send him a picture. I'm like, guess where I am, you know. So it's, yeah, I mean, it allows me to take care of what needs to be taken care of right now in my life.
That's good.
So,
that's
yeah.
good. It's nice to have that business opportunity to allow you to be in that position.
Yeah, yeah. Like this is the, like I said, I'm going to try and do the big rallies this year. I'm either gonna make it or I'm gonna crash and burn. Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't. You know, if the ambulance breaks down, I rent a U-Haul. You know.
Yeah.
The only person that's been stopping me all these years has been myself. And the more and more I think about it, I think back to Danny, and Danny always pushed me, and it's like, well, what do I have to lose? You know,
yeah.
nothing.
Right.
You
right.
know.
Well, we're here talking with Sandra Scott tonight. She's owner of Wicked Web Jewelry, and we're going to be talking about Macko's birthday bash. But I know there's a group that is pretty well connected to you, and you wanted to give them a shout out. And I don't know if we've ever played them before. The legendary Hucklebucks, they call themselves Hillbilly Death Rock. Rock with
the
WI.
They are cool guys. Yeah.
And this is a really cool album setup that they have. Give us a little insight into the legendary Hucklebox.
Years and years ago, I did a show sitting in the corner in the bar, selling jewelry, and they played, and I was like, oh my god, these two guys are so awesome. You know, fast forward a couple years, we're doing car shows together and stuff down at the Harley dealership together, and you know, and it's so cool because it's like I know about venues, so I'm like, oh, you guys need to get in here, and they know about events, and they're like, oh, they need vendors, you know. So they've just been so instrumental of giving me a shout out when they're on stage and helping me out getting into new venues and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're cool. They're definitely a really cool rockabilly band for sure. Lots of entertainment to see as well on stage.
I love the CD package. It has the young man holding his ears, you know. Pretty cool stuff. We're going to sit and play a song called B-Movie?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's radio appropriate. So.
All right. So some of their other stuff might not be?
Might not be. Saying?
Yeah. It's Sondra Scott visiting with us here tonight, and we'll get into the meat and bones of Macko's birthday bash at Peter B's next week. Going to be a lot of great music there that night as well, but let's listen into the legendary Hucklebox right now. This is B-Movie here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7 on our Grassroots Show. Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. You're listening to the Rock Station 97.7 and our Grassroots Show every Sunday night. We're talking about local music, and this segment is brought to you by Bros's Super Rent, high on the hill, right on the price there at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue. Stop up for anything you would like to put on your dinner table meat-wise, because they can dice it up for you just how you like it. They've got great cuts of steaks and roasts and a whole lot more, and even lunch or dinner sides, they have that as well. Great snack sticks and more. It's Bros's Superette here in Butler. Visiting with Sandra Scott here tonight, and you just heard a song from the band Vermithrax and their song Enoch. Give us a little background of that. It's the first I've, I think I've heard of the band. I've never seen them live, but I think that's a first debut play here on the Grassroots Show. So we thank you for that. Enoch, tell us about that.
Yeah, these guys, they actually became really good friends with Danny. When Steve Beecham was in the band, Steve would bring Danny down, and JR, the drummer, they got really close, him and Danny. And they actually did their new CD in memory of Danny. So, and they also did his Celebration of Life back in 2017. So I definitely wanted to make sure I gave them a shout-out. They've been great guys, you know, just talking and reminiscing with Danny a lot, and also, you know, both of us are each trying to help each other push their band further, my jewelry further, and hopefully we can get together. And I think the first time I saw them, well, aside from Danny's celebration, was opening for Queensryche. So okay. that was wow. Pretty awesome. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. So I guess I did see them then, because.
Oh yeah, there
how,
you go. Yeah.
How the mind goes by the wayside, but
yeah,
I was there, so I did see them. Okay.
Yeah.
So I remember I was very impressed with the entire night. So obviously I was impressed. With them, so it's good to hear from them again. And
bunch of great, cool such thing. Great guys.
Yeah.
Great people. You know, good friends.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know.
Well, of course, Macko's birthday bash is coming up next Saturday night. Peter B's is going to be a great night. We're going to hear from one of the bands that will be there. But you've got a great lineup coming up. And if anybody's an Iron Maiden fan, holy cow.
Yes. This is another secret I kept for a very long time. I tried last Macko's birthday bash. I was in a panic last minute. I thought a band could play. They couldn't. I reached out to Edward Be Thy Name. They had a scheduling conflict, but they're like, we will do next year. I'm like, if you'll do next year, let's keep it a secret. So I think from March 28th, when I got the final, okay, we'll do it. This is how long I've been keeping this secret. Because I wanted it to be intense. I wanted it, like, when the flyer came out, you know, that's how I feel about shows. So I'm so excited. I was at their debut show, Edward Be Thy Name's debut show. I think it was in 2016, out in Ohio. I would go see them every chance I can. I mean, I've driven to Sharon, PA. I mean, they are worth a drive. And the phenomenal strobe lighting and sound, I believe, we had a meeting of the minds. We are going to they're doing what they can to build up the stage at Peter B's so that Edward Be Thy Name can do their full set stage show. It's going to be 2 hours of Iron Maiden.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's...
Wow.
I'm very excited. I'm That's very cool. excited. And we talked about it last year, Kathy and Ryan Redding. Ryan was in Rise from Ruin with Danny. You know, I was like, you know, what do you think? I was kind of thinking Metallica tribute band or, you know, Edward Be Thy Name. And we're like, we got to go with Iron Maiden. Danny loved Iron Maiden. So this is for Danny.
Cool.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Very excited.
That's awesome. And, of course, something very special came out of last year's show. You started to... put together some funds that will help out the music program at Butler High School, where Danny was a graduate.
Yeah, we were raising money for the Butler Area School District Music Program. They, in Danny's name, we were just shy. I was talking to a friend. We were just shy of $1,000, but I still thought that was an amazing amount. And next thing you know, I get a check in the mail, and it's to equal $1,000. So we were able to have a plaque made for in the high school. They have private music rooms. Mm-hmm. So we dedicated a private music room in Danny Macko's name, and there's a little plaque in there for it. And then gifted them the $1,000 towards to help with the music scene. And, you know, they said we could help dictate how it was spent. And they suggested that the best way right now for it to be spent was to get music sheets and programs for the elementary level, which I thought that was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Start them young mm-hmm. and get them into it, and then that way it'll be a lifetime.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do again this
cool.
year.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good point to make. I think a lot of people don't realize the cost of music and to have mm-hmm. music in just in general, for anybody that wants to have a performance, but in particular when you look at schools, any music they use, I mean, that's all copyrighted stuff. You got to pay fees for that stuff.
Yes.
So
it seems
yeah.
like that's where the funding always gets cut in the beginning of budgets, too. They go
yes.
after the music and arts and things like that.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
They'll build new stadiums, but
right. Because I was in marching band.
Yeah,
I'll give it away. I played trumpet. Played trumpet from fourth grade till senior year.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
I got to do so many cool things with the marching band, and you know, the Kentucky Derby, Disney World. I mean, all these places sold a lot of hoagies for it. But
sure,
you
well,
know,
yeah.
I mean that. I taught myself how to play piano just from learning to play trumpet.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And memories were made for a lifetime. No
exactly.
Doubt,
exactly.
So there's a lot of good memories of being in a band.
Yes. Yeah. Always.
That's awesome. Well, so you're going to be doing some fundraising as part of this event to go toward that.
There's a $10 cover at the door. And like I said, all proceeds go to, we're going to do it again, to the Butler School Music Program. A great friend of mine who is a veteran. He owns Bootlegger Beard Company. This stuff's amazing. And I'm like, I use it in my own hair and I'm a girl. So like it is, I bought it for Christmas presents. They're actually donating. They heard what I was doing. They thought it was amazing. They're going to donate a gift basket. So it's going to be a door prize. We're going to raffle. Everybody who comes in, you get a ticket in to win that. To 50-50, it's just come together. Let's remember Danny one more night, and we're going to donate it again in his honor. I know ultimately the director of the music program had talked about maybe one day doing a recording studio in the high school, and maybe little by little we can make that happen, over the years. So.
That's cool. This is a 21 and over show, too, we should mention.
It is 21 and over. Yeah, we had thought about Sunday afternoon again, but us metalheads like to be out at night. So. But doors are at 5, show starts at 8. First band that goes on is It Lives, brand new band, metal. Just to give you a little idea, their originals are metal with like horror clip sounds from movies in it.
So a white zombie kind of
effect.
Sort of.
And they actually, the name of the band came from Overkill's It Lives.
Okay.
So that's going to be, cover-wise, I think.
Okay.
And Rob Zombie, I think they cover a ghost tune, so it's kind of all right. The singer is Boa, who then will also be performing in Zilch. He's coming back again.
All right, so they're reunited Zilch.
Reunited Zilch. I know, I love those guys. Yeah. I don't think they can say no to me, which I feel bad. I feel really bad. I won't ask them to do it again next year. It was just the response from the crowd was amazing last year when they hit the stage.
Yeah.
And so many people who had never seen them. And my ties to Danny was originally through Zilch, so I never really wanted to have repeat bands. They played once in 5 years, so I said, oh my god, we got to have you guys back. And so they're doing it again, I feel bad. I know they said yes because it's me, but and Danny, they love Danny.
Yeah, sure. Supporting the cause.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Edward Be Thy Name will take center stage.
Amazing band. Yeah. Amazing.
That's awesome. Again, tickets will be at the door?
Yeah. Just come in. No, yeah, you don't have to buy early. I mean, we're hoping we pack the place. I also, over the years, over the past 2 years, Danny always hounded me for Ankh and Fleur-de-Lis jewelry. So I do have a little setup just of that because anytime I sell it, even throughout the year, that money goes into a little kitty, that we've been saving up, and then we'll donate that together. But
awesome.
A little bit of that will be there too. And I have the pewter DM pins that we make. Those are $5 and all the money from those goes straight to donating it in his name as well.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Any leftover? I know there was the in memory shirts. Were any of those left over? Or are those gone?
They were all gone, and only three people asked about them. So I don't know if we're going to make another run or not.
Okay. Yeah. That was a time for its own moment. No doubt.
And that's why we came out with the pin
because
one size fits all.
Yeah.
I've seen them on a lot of guitar straps.
Cool.
So it's cool, yeah.
It's all next Saturday night, March 2nd. Peter B's, the Rockin' Red Barn, will be the place to be. And you need to be there, too. And hopefully you'll come and spend a little money. I know you'll do a 50-50 and more, and that'll all go to the great cause that will help youth in music in the Butler Area School District in the memory of Dan Macko.
Yeah. Oh, I do have to give a shout-out to Mark Doddle, his cousin.
Yes.
He's going to be doing photography that night.
Okay.
So he's been a blessing. And also Heath Click from Flashback. He's going to be running my sound that night, too. So.
Awesome. All right.
Great night, good people.
Yeah. Well, and Mark was part of Witness X and other groups with Dan over the years. So we'll have to make sure that Everybody says hello to Mark because he's got his own band, Sawyer, too, that does a pretty impressive job. Yeah, so
amazing.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations on putting together another great year. It's going to be a great show, I know. And if the turnout from the last time you got together in Dan's memory is any indicator, I think there's going to be quite a few people there. So
Yeah. I hope they move some tables out of the way to make room for everybody. So we'll see.
That's great. Sondra Scott joining us here tonight. We're going to do a couple more songs. I think we're going to have to do a Zilch song then,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah? So we'll play something from Zilch, and let's do something in memory of Dan that involves Dan. Do some Rise from Rio.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do... I love his vocals in When the Fire Dies.
All right. Well, let's do that, and we'll do Never Get Out Alive from Zilch. And think ahead to next week, NACO's birthday bash at Peter B's. Sondra, thanks for coming in.
Thank you again for having me.
Best of luck, and especially with the trip south. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Here we go. Tonight, music on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming as well, 977rocks.com.
You're never going to change.
the same.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf and Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security,
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Again, put the plea out. Anybody that would like to pass along information on your shows, we have the opportunity, the avenue for you to do that. And reach out to the multitudes that listen every Sunday night with our Grassroots Show. Just email us, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com.
Multitudes, is that like more than two?
More than two.
Okay.
Yeah, because I listen twice anyway. So, hey, and also you heard the commercial for Woodman Life in the mix there. They're our Band Jam sponsor this year, the Grassroots Music Festival, primary sponsor. We appreciate them helping us to bring great local music to you in a festival atmosphere. And we're so excited to have that. Of course, something else that will be coming up around the corner. You heard Shady Lady Productions going to be getting geared up for a little Brutality in March, St. Patrick's Day celebration there. And then right after that, it'll be in time for a Rock Done Right tour stop, and we're doing them quarterly this year. But one of the events that's been tied into the Rock Done Right tour since its inception is, of course, the old connection to Ryan's Run, but they're changing it up this year for Ales for Athletes to benefit Butler County Special Olympics.
Yeah, that's taking place. It's still at the same location, the Vagabonds Hall here in Lindora, but that's going to run from 5 to 9 p.m., and what a deal on this ticket price. It's just $40, and you get unlimited craft brew sampling and an all-you-can-eat meal, plus just one of the largest raffles and auctions I've ever seen, and live music too. All that for just $40.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's a pretty cool opportunity. Yeah,
yeah, it really is. And again, the money stays local. That's one of the cool things about a lot of the charitable events that the Rock Station does, Shady Lady does. The money stays local, and it helps local causes. That's important.
Well, it's just like this show. It's all about the hometown area music, and this is an event that ties into that and then also does some great charity work, too. So, and we hope you'll come out and support that. Tickets are available online, and as a matter of fact, there's a possibility this could sell out. It's going to be an attraction because everybody's into the craft brews things right now, and when you tie everything else together and know it's for a special event and there's music and food and everybody just likes to come together and have a good time, I would get your tickets ahead of time for the event.
Yeah, they are going to cap this. This is a limited seating event, so once it sells out, in the past you could show up at the door and come in that way, but if it sells out, you're out of luck. So I recommend you get your tickets ahead of time. If there are any available, then they will open up some general admission day of, but it is limited. And I want to give a shout out to the breweries too that are participating. Recon Brewing, big music venue there, they're going to be a part of it. Same with Missing Links Brewery, they do a lot of live music. North Country Brewing, live music. Shoe Brew, and of course our good friends the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers. They're at everything, even the Band Jam.
That's right.
And you know, great beers here. I mean, you're going to enjoy it. I know I'm going to enjoy it. We play first, which is a good thing.
Boy, you picked that right, didn't you?
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
Well, and hey, we talked about the Band Jam in the first segment, and Bash will be there with their beer tent again this year, a couple of hours, an opportunity for you to enjoy some of those brews as well at Band Jam. So it's a, you know, and people really love that.
And speaking of Recon Brewing, too, they actually have a beer from Bash on Tap up there. Our friends Jerry and Dre and Hilltop Hoppery. Dre made a wit beer, and she won a contest that they held up there, and they have that on their Karma Tap up there. That money all goes to, or the proceeds of that goes to a local charity as well.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That.
It's pretty good beer, too.
Yeah, it is.
So,
I had it a couple of weeks ago.
Do wit. If you follow me on Facebook, you've probably noticed I carry several jugs of that out.
I was going to say there were some growlers seen advertised before. So, yeah, but check it all out. Again, the Ales for Athletes will be happening at the Vagabond Center in Lindora coming up in April. Well, we're going to wrap up our show, and I have not taken off the helmet, as you can see. In fact, the chin strap is still buckled. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank once again Sandra Scott for coming in to give us some insight into Macko's birthday bash next week in Sarver at Peter B's. Hope you'll stop by and check it out. So we're just going to continue to ramp it up here tonight.
Okay. I'm going to throw on some Wicked Earth and a Thundershifter.
Ooh. Well, I think there's only one way I can top that then. Everything's Fine from Skell. And we'll see you again next week as we flip our calendar to March at that point on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Thank you.
Broadcasting from the Space for Rent studios, this is The Rock Station, 97.7 WLER, Butler, Cranberry, and the world.
Time to fiddle around with black magic.
Got a black magic woman.
We need to fight fire with fire.
Fire, fire, fire.
station, 97.7. Station 97.7.
Thank you.
Rock Station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
See, I'm not one to believe in ghosts, goblins, or ghouls, but I'd rather keep an open mind than to live like an ignorant fool. See, I've never seen an angel, but the devil has knocked on my door. There's good all around this world, but it is great that I'm striving for. I wanna walk on the water. I wanna pull that sword out of that stone. I wanna find that fountain of our youth. I wanna bring our children home. I wanna light up from the lightning. I wanna give every present on that list. I wanna keep on searching till I find them, cause I know that they exist, those miracles. And I'm not afraid of the end. And I don't want no TV preacher to buy me one with the money I send. See, my glass is half empty, but sometimes it's half full. But it don't mean a damn thing, frankly, unless you let superstitions rule. I wanna walk on the water. I wanna pull that sword out of that stone. I wanna find that fountain of our youth. I wanna bring our children home. I wanna light up from the lightning. I wanna give every present on that list. I wanna keep on searching till I find them, cause I know that they exist. Saw her baby at birth. A neighbor lady said she fell out of touch.